Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, meaning his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you, will come through. It's over 100 so far over his career, and we've had some wonderful new fresh ones since we've been doing these calls. We get no advance notice, so it's a lovely surprise for us as well as for you. We will take questions in the order of call-in. And so, here we go. Oh, wait. I have to give you numbers. There's two lines for listen only and two lines for Q&A. The Q&A line, and if you're on a listen only line and you'd like to ask a question, which we'd love to have you do, you need to hang up and call a different number. And the toll-free number for Q&A is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Now, there's an alternate number in case you ever get a busy on there, which happens once in a while. And that is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. Okay, now we're ready. Here we go.
Hello, dear ones. This is Cleopatra.
Cleopatra, welcome.
Thank you.
We're so happy to have you here. Thank you for coming today. I don't think our listeners need to have anything shared, but if you would like to share anything about your life on the planet, we would be happy to have you do so.
I had a grand old time.
Well, that's kind of the feeling I get from the history reports we have.
I did. I recommend everybody have a grand old time.
Yes, that sounds absolutely fabulous. And more possible with the new world that's coming, right?
Indeed.
Good. Well, we do have a caller. Barbara, are you still on the line? Okay, Barbara, go ahead. Good, go ahead.
But I didn't hear who this person is.
This is Cleopatra.
Okay, I didn't hear it. Something happened with static or something. Sorry about that. My question is, how are we doing with the currency exchanges? Is that a question to be asked?
Dear one, I think you will find that you're much closer than before. Much.
Much closer?
Indeed.
Could you give me information on the debate that's coming up?
On the debate?
The presidential. Yeah, Hillary, the presidential debate that's scheduled for a few days from now.
I think you will find that that is canceled or delayed.
In other words, that some announcement will be made at some point in the next few days that it's canceled or delayed?
Correct.
Would they know why it would be canceled?
Would they know? Yes. Would you know? No.
Yes. No. That's what I'm trying to say, Cleopatra. What really happened to Hillary? And what will happen to her next move?
Well, dear one, as you're aware, you know, sometimes people leave the planet.
Expound on that, please.
She's in the next phase of her existence.
What does that mean?
Dear one?
on September 11th, there's quite a collection of reports about her not surviving that evening after she was put in the black SUV. You've probably seen the video on that. It's going pretty viral. And some people have done a really good job of analyzing that video. It's quite short, but there's quite a few reports, starting with Ben Fulford, just one or two days after September 11th, stating that she had now transitioned. You know, she was she was very ill, and her supporters were trying to keep that from the public view, but it was getting pretty hard.
What's wrong with her?
The pneumonia thing that was announced in the major media was probably pretty false, although she could have had it. But for a few years ago, she was diagnosed with, I don't know the name of it because it's a long name I couldn't memorize or pronounce, but it's basically hardening of the arteries of the brain. And when it's in the brain, there's a specialized name for it. It is progressive and not curable. And this is why there have been so many reports over the last few months from various sources, including people who worked with her, about her irrational behavior sometimes, fainting spells, just being completely out of it. And she was being given a drug that is supposed to at least delay or slow down the symptoms. And when it wore off, which most drugs do wear off after a few hours, given depending on the drug, then some of these evidences of her not being totally healthy would take place. And there were a lot of reports. A lot of people have heard those but not paid attention, and not realizing that this this particular condition, which she may have had other conditions, but this particular one was progressive and not curable. And that was...
Continue.
That was at least 3 years ago, if not longer, that she was diagnosed with this. Medically diagnosed.
What I saw in the video is I thought I saw that she had died. She became limp. Her whole body just gave... There was nothing left of her. She went limp, and I think the marshals were surrounding her, and U.S. marshals and nurses incognito, and I saw her limp. She just went completely limp, and that's why they had to push her in. And she died in that limo or that car. But then what do we see out there now? What is this? Augmented reality? What are
body,
we seeing?
Body doubles, dear one.
Oh, body double.
Yes.
That's... Continue.
Most prominent people have doubles because they can't do everything and they don't want to do everything. It's not physically possible to, be in two appearances at the same time in the same place, or they are different places in this reality at this time. And she's no exception. Some of her doubles have been better than others as far as really being a double as opposed to someone that obviously is not quite her. And but you have to look carefully at the pictures, and you can tell. You can really tell. There's quite a few videos out about a real analysis of her facial features versus the doubles and the bodies of these various doubles. This is not unusual whatsoever, but it certainly became necessary when she became less and less healthy and less able to perform whatever actions were scheduled for the day.
Will the public ever know of these things, or will that be kept hidden as usual?
When all of the other disclosures occur, this will also.
This will also be brought out into the open.
Yes. You're headed to a time when there will not be any possibility of hiding anything. And say hallelujah to that.
So the bankers can't hide anything because there won't be anything to hide if we go on the gold standard. Is that correct? There won't be any bankers that have done fraudulent things.
It is all being cleaned up, yes.
Does Donald Trump have a double?
Of course.
Oh. Where do they make doubles? What country? Or what planet?
Dear one, the place that they make doubles is the plastic surgeon table.
Oh, then yeah. I can become Cleopatra.
Yeah, they find someone who's willing, who has a very similar makeup, a similar height, similar weight, similar size and shape, who's willing to perform the double duties, so to speak. And if they have to go onto the table for facial reconstruction or changes or something, they do that if they're willing. I do remember when I was at UCLA, my freshman year, that there was another young woman on campus who apparently was a double for me. I never met her, but I had so many times people would say hi and so forth and wave from a distance and come toward me, and they'd get within 2 feet of me or closer and then realize it wasn't who they thought it was. I wish I'd run into her somewhere along the way, but I never have. I have no idea what she was. And most people have at least one, if not more, person in the world that looks really, really, really like them, like an identical twin.
Well, that has happened to me on several occasions. In my younger years, people said that, oh, you look just like Gina Lola Brigida. And I said, what? Who? But of course, we age. So anyhow, I guess my questions have been answered, and I thank you very much, Cleopatra and Mary. Good evening.
Namaste.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. Be blessed.
You too.
And you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Cleopatra, do you have any further comment for our listeners at this time?
I want every last one of you to let go of and discard all those things that you hold against yourselves, that you believe about yourself, that makes you not enough, not okay. Please. They don't serve you. They don't serve anyone. Please.
That's a beautiful statement, Cleopatra. I think many, many kids grow up with the sense, either from their parents or some situations, that they are not enough. And so it's a deep imprint that needs to be shifted. I'm so glad you brought this up.
Welcome.
Okay, let's give phone numbers again. We're talking with Cleopatra, just a delight. If you are on a listen-only line and you would like to ask a question, please come on and ask a question. But you will need to call a different phone number. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008. And the backup number to that, a different number, is 323-744-4831. And we'd be delighted to hear from you and have your questions of Cleopatra. Okay, one of our listeners has sent me a question that is an interesting one. The currency from Zimbabwe, called the Zim, is reported to be treated not as a currency, but as historical bonds, or something similar to that, and that people who hold this currency when the exchange time comes will be advised to have a humanitarian project, one or more, written out with a little business plan, ideas described, proposed budget or something like that. Can you speak to the validity of this concept?
It is absolutely true. And I submit that there doesn't need to be any special reward for helping humanity. I submit that this should be a natural thing to do.
Oh, yes. I so agree. So, but in the particular case of people holding this currency, would they be wise to prepare something in advance of their opportunity?
Absolutely. It would be extremely helpful for them and for those they will be working with to have this prepared.
Okay. And do you have any suggestions on anybody who's not certain about how to choose a project that they want, just choosing a project, how to do that, if anybody is confused about or uncertain how to do that?
It's very, very difficult. You have to sit down, get very clear with yourself, and look at what are you passionate about. Whatever that is, help the world in that capacity, in that arena, however you want to look at that. But that is your clue.
Okay, so it's the passion that makes the difference.
Of course it is.
Which is always true, of course.
Always.
Yes, okay. And it's lovely that different people are passionate about different things, and that way, basically, every need can be covered one way or another.
Indeed.
Okay. Can you give us any input on what's being called the New York City bomber situation?
The dark forces that have been used to being in control of the planet for all these millennia have basically lost. And the last ones don't want to give up the ship, so to speak. They don't want to admit that they've lost. And so they are causing events to occur on the planet. Not large in scale, mostly, because they don't have the money for those anymore. Thank goodness.
Right. So they're doing smaller events kind of more often when they can pull off something.
Yes.
Whereas it used to be larger events, more spaced out. Yes.
Correct.
Okay. That makes sense. Because they're in quite disarray, are they not, the ones that are left?
Yes.
And do most of those see the handwriting on the wall, whether they want to deal with it or not, but they see it?
Some of them will switch to the light. Some of them won't.
Good. Okay. Okay, Carol, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, dear one.
Good evening, everyone. I have, I'm trying to give up my issues. I have many, it seems. But they tell me I've actually frozen these issues, and I'm trying to release them as we speak. Can you tell me if I'm successful in doing that, or if I need to change something, or...
May I make a recommendation, dear one?
You certainly may.
I recommend that you change your language about this to, I'm releasing these issues.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So the language is very important.
It is.
Okay, thank you. But I am releasing these issues. And can you...
Good for you.
Am I being successful?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
There's a way to know. There's a way to know.
Okay.
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
I trust that that is true.
well then, there's your answer.
Okay, thank you. And what happened to cloning, you know, rather than just giving plastic surgery? I thought that they cloned people if they wanted double score.
That happens too. It depends upon how many coins you have in your coffer.
And is that going on also today?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have a personal question. I have met one of my soulmates, and we have been talking almost every day for 4 years, and now all of a sudden I haven't heard from him. So I'd just like there's some insight into that, if you'd be so kind. His name is Egil, and he lives in Montana.
Spell the name for me, please.
He calls himself Egil, but his real name is Delbert.
There has arisen a health issue with this one.
Serious?
Serious, yes.
Wow. So that's the reason he's not keeping in contact with me?
Yes.
I mean, is it... what is behind that? I mean, he's just so seriously ill that he can't, or he just doesn't want to reveal that?
He is one of those individuals that does not want to admit weakness of any kind.
Yes, I have picked up on that, actually. So should I just quit trying to contact him at this point?
At this point, yes.
All right, just let it go, huh? Will he survive?
Dear one, that's invasive, and I can't go there.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I know he just works himself to death. I mean, it's just incredible. Probably part of his denial, I would think. Okay, let's see what else here. And, you know, they've been pretty much putting down the Wells Fargo Bank. Is that part of the story to get people not to invest in Wells Fargo?
It is part of the negative forces of the planet's last-ditch efforts.
Okay. Well, I thank you all very much, and I do appreciate each and every one of you. I'm grateful that you're here to help us muddle through all this mess. It's very encouraging. And I also another. I'm working with a lady named Louise. Is she? She's very. Seems very powerful. Very sincere. Is she beneficial in my as part of my healing?
Indeed, she is.
All right. Thank you again. All right, and okay. Thank you very much. Good night.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol. Good to hear from you. Okay, about Wells Fargo, I had an email that the public spanking, so to speak, was because there's parts of Wells Fargo that still have cabal minions and other parts of Wells Fargo that are much cleaner because the processes of cleanup is still being done with Wells Fargo. Is that true?
Yes.
And so there's really no danger as long as people that work with Wells Fargo work with people they feel good about. I've been told that some of the northern Nevada Wells Fargos are just fine. They've been all cleaned out, whereas some of the others, maybe in the more southern portion of Nevada, have not been. And my experience with Wells Fargo over several years is that the branches vary tremendously in the quality of service, the quality of knowledge, and the personnel.
They do indeed.
Yes. And that there seems to be, or at least in the past, maybe that's changing, no clear standard procedure for certain things, like getting private foundation accounts. No thing from corporate, the headquarters, that would say, here's how you do those. Am I sensing that correctly?
You are indeed.
Yes, and that's amazing to me. You'd think, okay, you'd have a section in your manual of how to do private foundation accounts. Well, no, it doesn't exist, right? Silly of them. But
well, you say it's silly of them, and it has been part of their strength.
Part of their strength?
Yes.
Could you elaborate, please?
That individuals are allowed to proceed on many areas as they see fit.
Individual banker personnel?
Yes.
Oh. Well, okay. Is that one way to try to figure out who to keep on the payroll and who to let go because they're not competent and thinking things through?
That's a side benefit.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So the so-called powers that be in Wells Fargo that were good decided this was one way to handle some of the clean-out. Is that somewhat quick, or they just kind of fell into this?
This is a sideline benefit, dear one, that you're talking about.
Okay.
If you look at the logo for Wells Fargo,
yes,
what does it evoke in your mind?
The Wild West.
That's right. Hello.
And the Chinese started Wells Fargo to take care of the Chinese workers who came here to work on the railroad, right?
Correct.
Yes, okay. So a little Wild West attitude in there still.
Yes.
That's cute.
Which I don't think is all bad, dear one.
No, it's not. No, it's not bad at all. It's makes life more colorful sometimes.
Yes.
Okay, well, I know many of us are trusting Wells Fargo to do things properly for us when we have significant amounts of money because of the abundance coming from many sources.
Yes. And that is well-founded.
Good. I have sent out a couple of emails telling of the sources I know, such as the Prosperity Funds and the Lewanta Funds and the Global Collateral Accounts and the quiet and sometimes anonymous billionaires around the planet who are privately funding humanitarian projects, and to suggest that people stop focusing on just the currency situation, that the sources are much broader, the St. Germain's World Trust, and maybe a bunch of others I don't know about, but many sources of wealth coming to people. Is that correct?
Most correct.
Good. Okay. I just opened an email today that suggests that Catherine Austin Fitz, who used to be prominent in government circles, suggesting that because of the trillions missing in the accounting situations for U.S. money, the annual gross natural product or the global annual product, that there are some off-planet entities involved in skimming money off, which is an interesting idea, not one I've thought of, but there's trillions missing. I think many of us have thought it's gone to black ops within the U.S. government structure, the corporate government structure. Can you comment on that at all?
The majority of those funds were used for the secret space program, dear one.
Yes, that's really coming out with Corey Good and some others, right?
Yes.
Okay. So is Corey pretty much right on, generally speaking? Maybe minus some details, but...
That's a good way to put it, yes.
Okay. So the general gist, at least over 50% of his material, is pretty much right on?
Yes.
Okay. That's good to know, because some of it sounds a little wild, but I'm certainly open to that being the truth.
Dear Wynn, a lot of people would say that what the two of you are up to right now is pretty wild.
Yes, well, I'm not surprised at that, and I think there's going to be a little more of that coming our way, is there not?
There is.
Okay. Can you tell me about Zapp, who replaced Poof in the reports that Poof did for many years? And there's been many delays on the funding coming to his organization for addressing projects that need to be done. Is he just expressing a normal part of the banking system and the changeover to the more honest system? Or has he been targeted in more ways than most of the rest of people? Or can you address that? It's been a long time since he's known what he needed to do.
With his publicly stated purpose, there are many who have targeted him and are targeting him. Not a surprise, dear one.
Not a surprise at all. In fact, most good people with high intentions and some level of activity get targeted one way or another, or have been.
Have been, yes.
Have been, but that too is dropping off, is it not?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let's give phone numbers again. We are talking with Cleopatra, which is a great honor. If you are in a listen-only line, you need to hang up and call a different number. There's two Q&A lines. One is toll-free, 888-627-6008. And the alternate number is 323-744-4831. And we're so very happy to be blessed with Cleopatra's presence today. Thank you. So is there something else that you would like to express at this time to our listeners?
I want you to take away all the stops. I want you to be exuberant, to live life to the hilt. My request.
Aha. Uh-huh. That sounds pretty good.
I'm glad you think so. Good.
Sounds like a lot of fun. We all need to have more fun and laugh more and smile more and all that, right?
Indeed.
And trust more. That's something I've personally been working with, to trust that everything is fine and in unfoldment in divine order with all the things we've got on our plate right now, which is, of course, small compared to what we're going to have.
And dear one, there are some things that appear to be going away from you that are in fact not. So don't be surprised.
Okay. Are you talking specifically about a house?
I am indeed.
Okay, I get that. And I just read an email from the other agent that basically said that as a possibility. So this is good. I have really put out the last couple of days that we want the right house, whichever one that is. Okay, Carol is back. Welcome, Carol.
Yeah, I forgot to, I have this dog that has come to live with us. His owner died, and he's just covered in fur. He won't let you touch him, and he's just covered with fleas. And I'm wondering if we can put the really strong flea stuff on him. Would that be too harmful? I'm trying to use diatomaceous earth, but doesn't seem to be helping a lot, since he just has massive amounts of fur and mattedness and the whole bit. I wonder if you could advise me in that respect.
Well, there are products that you can use when you give the animal a bath. I suggest you use those because he needs the bath as much as the other.
But if he won't let us touch him, how can we give him a bath?
You're going to have to make him allow this.
It won't traumatize him too much. I mean, we could like pick him up and put him in the bathtub.
Exactly.
Okay. Well. And is his health pretty serious, or is it just fleas?
Fleas is the tip of the iceberg. There are other issues, but they are solvable.
Okay. And can you advise me on that?
Oh, those are fairly straight forward, except for the heartworm. But even that can be cured.
We need to be giving him heartworm medicine?
Yes.
And we can do just anything you get from a vet?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Thank you. And also, I would like some clarification on my husband, David. He's got a lot of issues himself, and he has to work really hard. He's a carpenter. And he has this, used to be a skin tag on his shoulder, and that got rubbed off carrying lumber around, treated lumber, and it's, this sore just keeps oozing, and it's not healing up. Could you advise on that in any way? Or any way David could improve his health?
Yes, there are ways, and when Mary has her new machine, I think that is a definite possibility.
Oh, so he can use that at the same time I'm going to be using it, then we could let him use it.
Yes.
Correct?
Carol?
Yeah.
I've had dogs, and when we had anything close to the kind of issue you've talked about, I would usually suggest that you just take the dog to the vet to do the bath, or even a top-level groomer if you have one in your area, because what they do is they use a shaver, and they take the fur down, way down to where they can get to the fleas, and rather than try to comb out the matting, you just take the fur off because it'll grow back. And
yeah, but we don't have the financial. I mean, we're very strapped financially. We're just barely making the bills.
Okay. Well, if your husband has a shaver that doesn't shave too close.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get the dog to stand, you know, get the bath and towel him, and or even before the bath, take most of the hair off, so that you cut the mats out, and then as it grows back, you comb and keep it from matting. That way you can get to the fleas a lot more easily, and you don't have to struggle with trying to get the mats out because the dog won't stand for too much. Pulling on the hair. You just cut it off instead.
Yeah. And is the diatomaceous earth that I'm giving him, is that helping him at all? Or should
it
I
help.
Stop that?
No, it helps.
Does? Okay. And so David will be able, I'll be able to share the machine with him when it arrives?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay. I think that's it. I thank you again very, very much.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol. Okay, there's an email about WikiLeaks having been the one to hack into Hillary Clinton's emails, or something over 30,000 of them, concerning the Clinton Foundation and the pay-for-play scandal that has been talked about. Assange has promised to make public before the November election the most incriminating emails. However, if she is no longer with us, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference, I would imagine. Can you comment on that at all?
Things change, and this is one that might have been interesting, but is no longer.
Because it just no longer applies. She's not here.
That's correct.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it would have been most interesting. Certainly showing up the game that they've played with the foundation. And I feel sad that somebody misuses the beautiful tool of the private charitable foundation this way. But that does happen occasionally.
Yes, but not nearly as often as the detractors would have you believe.
Yeah, very few foundations misuse.
Correct.
It's one of the most honorable entities there is, as far as the people who run them. It's my impression.
Yes.
And that's one of the things I teach in my webinar, is how few problems there are with this, because most people who do these are very honorable people, and they're going to be a good managers, good directors, good boards of trustees.
Good stewards.
Yes, that is the right word.
Yes.
Yes, okay. The email about the Russian cruise missile killing 30 Western and Israeli intelligence officers in Syria who were hidden in old caves and directing ISIS operations, that feels really honest and honorable to me. That what were they doing there in the first place? They put themselves in harm's way by their decision to be there.
They certainly did.
And this was an appropriate move by Russia to take out some of the masterminds, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else you can add to that situation in the way of information?
That part of the world, as well as all parts of the world, are being cleaned up. You are headed to a world of peace. And say hallelujah to that.
Absolutely. Well, this is good to take care of that situation. Unfortunate for those people, but they chose to be there, or they allowed themselves to be there.
Dear one, the individuals you speak of were there on full purpose. There were no accidents in that.
So they were fully committed to the cabal program of creating big problems in Syria and continuing those and the whole ISIS situation?
Correct.
Okay. So it was all cabal?
Yes.
No matter what country each person was from?
Matters not.
Okay. Okay. What's the status of the SIPS money transfer system now compared to the SWIFT money transfer system?
That is going very smoothly, and it is, if you have a choice, choose SIPS.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
When I was in the bank about a month ago getting an update on the wire coordinates from that particular bank, I asked the teller if they were still using SWIFT or had transferred to SIPS, which was the real honorable working system. She looked at me like I had three heads. She had no clue what I was talking about. So I tried to explain briefly and just let it go. This would be pretty normal, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. In the world today, change is the norm, so.
Yes, but yes. She hadn't been clued in yet.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe the manager of the bank knew, but she certainly did not.
Yes. True.
Okay. Can you tell us if our situation in process with a woman named Marilyn and Veronica, the second woman, but more Marilyn, I think, at this time, is moving forward appropriately?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And we have been given indications that by the first week in October, we will be able to move forward with significant movement on various fronts with what we want to do. Is that, does that look like a good target area still?
It's coming, dear.
Okay. I know it's coming. I know it's coming. We've just kind of pinpointed the first week of October as the best potential.
Yes, the first week of October.
Okay, good. Good. All right, wonderful. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners at this time?
I want you to take a look around you. And every person that you see is someone that was chosen to be here at this special time.
Yes.
Everyone. And for every one of you present, there were tens of thousands who said, oh, they can do it. They can do it better. Let them go. So I want you to appreciate how special you all are.
Yes, I get that. And it really doesn't matter what the current appearance is as to whether it looks like they're stepping up to what they may have come to do, or whether they haven't yet gotten to that point. Is that correct? In other words, we're not to judge the current choices and behavior by anybody else who has great potential but appears not to be accessing it at this time.
I'll just say this, dear one. Judging has not worked throughout your entire history. It won't work now either.
True. Okay, got it. I have one other quick question about our cat. He has been basically eating us out of house and home, so to speak, eating prodigious amounts of food. He weighs 11 pounds, roughly, and he eats as much food as I do. Okay. Does he have a worm situation or something going on where he has to eat more food?
Can you say bored?
Yes, I certainly can say bored. I know he is bored out of his mind.
Yes.
Yes. And he's wondering, where are the kittens, right?
Correct.
Why don't they come?
He is waiting for that.
Yes. And he has no concept
of... And not very patiently.
Not, that's very obvious. And he has no concept of distance where we have to go to get them, and no concept of the fact that they're not quite old enough yet.
No, he does not know nor appreciate any of that.
Yeah.
He just knows they're not here.
Yes. Okay. I don't know. The host has tried to communicate with him, but I don't know that he has the capacity to understand either distance or age timing.
Let's say that it doesn't exactly serve him. It's not that he doesn't have the capacity.
Okay.
He's not a very patient individual.
No, he's not. So he doesn't really want to understand that they're at a distance. We have to go get them.
No.
And that they're not old enough yet? He doesn't care, right?
That's right.
It just says, get them, you know, where are they?
That's right? Correct.
Okay, I got it. Okay, well, we're doing our best with him. Okay.
That you are.
Thank you so very much, Cleopatra. We really appreciate your being here, your beautiful responses, and your wonderful energy. Thank you so very much.
Namaste. Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.